gotta check in with your mom, and you gotta make sure your sisters are okay, you gotta make sure your bills are paid, but you gotta make sure you have fun and time for you, time for your friends. And like, I just constantly feel like I'm neglecting parts of my life.
Nope. God made a day 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of time. Because you just can't do it all in one moment. There's the past, present, and the future. You gotta put pieces in places. It's 24 hours. You take part of those hours, you do what you can do, and you go to bed.
And that's just the way of life.
And that's just the way of life. For some people, it's living life. And for us, it's being really beautiful.
I'm really sexy.
And really hot.
Awesome.
So on the topic of being really hot.
Wait, I feel like that's all we need.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
See you guys later. Just kidding.
It's like it's April Fool.
Oh my God. That was a really good prank. Okay.
Okay, wait.
Welcome.
Thank you for listening to WMFO Medford. 91.5 FM. Freeform. Radio. Call me by your name and I'll call
no!
you.
No. Elio. So you're listening to
Hot Topics, Hotter People.
I'm Henry.
And I'm Nora.
And we talk about the hottest topics in town. The song you just heard was Bloom by Doechii. And I am so glad that this song started our theme, which, by the way, is flowers. Because flowers are blooming, the trees are in bloom, time is passing, we're watching spring become spring. And I was thinking about this earlier and I was talking to Henry about how the little beat at the beginning of this song is cute lo-fi tunes. And I just love how chill and feminine and sexy this song is, but at the same way it just gives me a certain feeling that I love. And I think the like little snippets of speaking dialogue from, I mean, like the beginning, but also like what she's saying in the song, it's a good reminder to everyone that there's only so much time and you can't do everything.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's so many things we want to do in the days when, like, the weather is just starting to get good. Like, today, for example, I felt myself torn between doing what I do every day, which is doing my work, or just not. Like, there's so many things I want to do, so many people I want to spend time with, feeling like it's all going to run out and I need to take advantage of things now. But you want to know what? I'm just going to let the lantern guide me as I go and not worry about, you know, all the other stuff. Your lantern can only light so much, so just follow the path that you see in front of you. Take one step in front of the other.
And light that lantern.
And light that lantern. So, let's see.
Is it an oil lantern or a...
Oil.
A LED?
Oil lantern. Not LED.
Okay, energy conservation.
All right.
Do you want to, like, what's our theme today? Like, what are we getting at?
Okay, so...
Did you say
flowers?
That?
Sorry, I did. But what does this theme mean to you? Because I am talking a lot about time. You know I think a lot about time here, and so do you.
Yeah, we talk a lot about time.
What does this theme mean to you? Flowers?
Flowers? I don't know. I mean, I just thought about, like, the plant. But... I love flowers, and honestly... Like, I was adding songs, and I just, like, kept adding songs.
You added a lot.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, there's just so many songs to pick and, like, so many ways to take it. And flowers are so beautiful. And we did spring last week, but, like...
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
I, like, don't
remember. No, we did Uncanny last week, but we did spring the week before. But, like, flowers are different because it's just, like, there's so much...
I thought we did April Fool's.
No, that's part of our spring.
Oh, because it's April.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was April Fool's.
So, yeah, and keep going.
But flowers are just, like, really magical, really special to me. I just, like, would always, I don't know, I just, like, love flowers.
You have
I
multiple
feel like
flower tattoos.
When I have one.
You have one.
Flower tattoo, but very meaningful tattoo. And I just, like, I feel like some of my greatest connections to people are, like, through flowers, talking about flowers. I feel like the best thing to know about someone is their favorite flower. Like, I love, like, when I really know someone is when I know their favorite flower.
What's mine?
I don't really know you.
Oh.
Oh, my God, I don't know. Do you have a hint?
It's on my neck.
Yeah. The lily.
Calla lily.
Calla lily, yes.
They're very elegant.
Do you know what my favorite flower is? Not too far off. Not too far off.
A lily?
What type of lily?
Shoot. I'm only going to say the only other kind of lily I know, which is a tiger lily.
No.
But what kind?
Lily of the valley.
Lily of the... Okay. You've definitely mentioned this.
Which is what's on my shoulder.
Amazing.
Wait, we both have a flower tattoo.
And they're both of lilies, and they're both our favorite flowers.
Wait, awesome.
Amazing.
What's your second favorite?
Either lady slippers, because they grow along the edge of the woods at my house.
Beautiful.
And they only show up, you know, like a few days out of the year, whatever.
Yeah.
Or baby's breath, because I think not only is it just delicious, but... It is my favorite flower in a bouquet.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
great
by itself, but when put with other flowers, it's the perfect complementary.
Yeah.
Color, texture-wise, anything.
Yeah, and baby's breath smells funky, too, and, like, you really like to smell weird, so.
I do have a great fear of smelling bad.
Wait, you have a fear?
Yeah.
Wait, baby's breath smells so weird.
I've actually never smelt it.
Oh, it like, I after like literally one day, it smells like kind of crazy.
Lately, I've been smelling a lot of flowers, and that's also why I wanted to do this theme.
Wait, and I want to clarify, like, baby's breath, if you're listening, girl, like, I'm not shading you. I'm just like, maybe like move off the native deodorant and get some Old Spice or something. Like, I just
she's
like,
gonna be so mad at you.
I can just like, we can all tell, and it's just for your sake, honestly.
Bro, I can't believe you just publicly said that about her.
Sorry.
Okay,
well,
whatever.
My second favorite flower leads into the next song we're going to listen to.
Amazing, because I don't know what's next.
Oh my God, surprising you. And I can't believe this wasn't the first song I thought of, but I love this song, and it's such a random song to love. But yeah, my second favorite flower is Marigold.
Stop.
And this is Marigold by Nirvana.
I saw you put this on. I'm excited.
Like, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
place there, in case I want it all. He's scared, cause I
Can't we just get back to that? Baby.
Beautiful song. I'm gonna give you guys a public service announcement now about fresh fruit. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. Because of repeating letters. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, whilst others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. Oh my God! So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. That was all.
Apple. Apple.
Pineapple. Apple. Pen. I love
that. Why aren't we playing that? Why aren't we playing
Why
that?
Why are we playing that?
Terrific. I like that.
Thanks. Do you want to tell me about this beautiful song that you just played?
Yeah.
It is I love the its Hunt momentum. I love the song, the momentum of the song.
Yeah. Blood Orange came out with Essex Honey a couple months ago. And you know what? Like,
what?
This was one of the singles to the album. And I low-key, like, I liked the singles, but they weren't really, like, tickling my fancy.
Okay.
And then I listened to the album and, like, I was like, wait, this is good. And then I, like, put it down and then listened to it, like, a week later and was like, wait.
Sometimes, like, you need to listen to something really again or within the entire work.
And this song is so beautiful. And it, like, so I really beautiful. Like the what you just said.
The momentum. Because doesn't it feel like you're running through the field?
The field. It's called The Field. That's probably why he made it like that.
Bro, and we caught on because we're beautiful. Because
you're blood and I'm orange.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Aw, and speaking of fruits, bro, Bullet Train, the movie, they had lemon and tangerine or something. And those were their names. And, like, wow. You would be orange and I would be blood.
That's amazing.
So I want to talk about the next song that I'm playing.
Tell me about this.
What is it? Because I don't remember. Is it Foundations?
Nope.
What is it?
Boogeyman?
Boogeyman. By who?
Sammy Virgie.
Right. So this song I discovered today. And the reason I'm playing it is because when I heard it, the bass was so low. I was like, what the hell is even going on? I mean, what the heck is even going on? And so I wanted to share this because spring has been bringing a lot of new smells into our environment. And these smells are sometimes nostalgic. Sometimes they're smells we've smelled before. And they bring back memories. And recently, I've been smelling the spring air, the fresh, amazing, sunny air. And it smells like when I... Excuse me. When I went to Bonnaroo with Angelina and Eva, and also went on a road trip with Angelina.
Yeah.
And that was so amazing. And this is what I think about when the spring comes, because this is what I look forward to in the summer.
Yeah.
And so I kind of wanted to bring that vibe out. And also some of the other songs I picked were also just like vibe based, not just like flower. But it was like, this is what the flowers are bringing to me. They are not only bringing me sights, but they're bringing me smells, and they're bringing me thoughts, and they're bringing me emotions and memories.
Yeah.
So this is that part of that.
Beautiful. I also have noticed the smells and the smell. Oh, what did you have more to say? Oh, what happened?
My chair is squeaky.
Oh.
I said my chair is squeaky. Let's all listen to it. Continue. We need to do an ASMR episode. Oh,
we
still.
We will. We will. I don't know what I'm doing. I love smells, especially in the spring, especially when it's warm out. The smell of life is so beautiful. And, like, when things are blossoming, oh my goodness. Like, I walk by, like, blossoming trees right now, and they're, like, pink and beautiful. And
the,
like,
memorial steps.
You think, like, oh, like, a tree is that beautiful visually. Like, it can't smell that beautiful. And then you walk by, and it's like, oh, what is this, like, delicate, like, aura that I'm, like, picking up on? Hella aura from those trees. And so, what?
Just imagine what synesthesia would be like in the springtime.
Is that real?
Yeah, because one time I was having a psychedelic experience, and can I say that?
Having too much fun.
Yes,
with the girls.
And it was a really mental experience through meditation that I did, in which I astral projected and experienced synesthesia. And okay, Angelina is my witness.
Awesome. Angelina, you're the witness, just letting you know.
And I said, I just saw what that smelled like. Because I smelled her incense. I can't describe it.
Okay.
I don't even remember the smell.
Not even a youthful.
Youthful? I'm old.
You're old. No, not even a useful synesthesia girl over here. She can't even describe it, bro. What? What, bro? What the heck? Got creepy. I don't like that one.
Okay, one more. Wait, you start this time. Octave.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Fudge. Can you try? Can I try one more time?
Shoot.
Can I try one more time?
Yeah. It's okay.
Just play the song.
Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? Got to the
Yeah.
Song.
I do is, did I do a gulp?
I heard you gulp. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Slowpoke makes me feel vulnerable.
Like low key, me too. Such a great spring and summertime band.
And I love Slugs.
Yeah.
Which was the title of that song. If you didn't get my,
if you didn't get her message.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like the spring is when people really flourish and, like, start wearing new, like, spring outfits and, like, getting some sun. Yeah. And the spring is hard for people like us because, like, in the springtime, I feel like there's such a high expectation for us to, like, set the bar above everyone else in terms of, like, what the spring fashion is because we're super hot. So, honestly, like, this spring is making me a little nervous only because everyone's always staring at me and wanting to know what who I'm wearing and where I'm going.
It's also so annoying because, like, one day I wear an outfit and then it's like literally like the next day everyone's wearing it. And it's like, oh my gosh, like what the heck? And also like sometimes it'll be in the same day and I'm like, guys, we can't all be wearing the same outfit. Like you have to wear something else sometimes.
I know. And I feel bad because like people are going to see you leave wherever they are and like miss
Car Talk Part 2.
Piper. Who's that girl from Rest in Peace? The show about the really rich people who go become poor. And it's funny, and it had that actress who just died. Schitt's Creek. Yeah. Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. That's so, the one time you can say that word.
Yeah.
On here. Not the first time.
So, anyways, spring makes me feel vulnerable, and sometimes the spring is scary because... You know what? Spring is scary and college is scary.
What? No, we should stop.
Just stop time. Let's stop.
Wait,
time.
I'd say this during my spring, our spring episode, but I'm going to say it now. Spring is my favorite season. It's the best season. And like, people are going to disagree with me, and I feel like you're going to disagree with me. But like, that's fine, whatever. But spring to me, like, it's just like, the it's so awful. It's so awful from February to like, kind of March and like maybe the beginning of April. And then like today was nice, but today wasn't the day. But there's one day and it happens. And I never know when it's going to happen. And I never expect it. But I like step outside and I'm like, or I like get ready that day. And then I step outside and then I just like do things that day. And I'm like, wow. Like, yeah, like I get it. Like life is here. And then for the rest of spring, it's so beautiful.
It's and so May, hard to remember that.
May is an underrated month when you're not in high school. Because high school May is awful. But now, May is beautiful.
May is beautiful.
And then June gets a little too hot sometimes. And then July, it's like, oh, what is going on, girl? And then August, it's like, I'm overthinking everything.
I don't know. I feel like the spring is just super stressful for me.
In what way?
I just feel a lot of pressure. I don't know.
To do what?
I'm not sure. I think that spring has me thinking about... I think I don't handle the change of seasons as well as I do because it's always exciting, but it's always really scary. I don't know. I just don't know what's in store, and I... I'm nervous. I had so much fun today, but I would be lying if I said that I didn't feel an underlying sense of doom the entire time.
Really?
Yeah.
To what regard?
I don't know.
Okay, no, that's fine. Doom, that's normal.
Doom about everything. And then let me know if you guys relate to this. Are you a spring lover or a spring how would you categorize it?
Fearer? Hater?
Spring fearer. Are you a spring lover or a spring fearer? And I want to love spring and I do love spring, but part of me also doesn't.
Hey, that's valid.
So Slowpoke was there for all the vulnerable people out there.
See, that's how I feel about summer, because like spring to me is the same as summer, where like it's warm and beautiful and things are living and like I can like live life, but like I have things to do, so it like makes my life feel purposeful. And then like the beginning of summer is amazing, and then the middle of summer is like pretty good, and then like the beginning of August up until like maybe the second to last week or the last week of August, scary. Like I genuinely feel the scariest feelings I've ever felt in the summer.
That's where we differ.
Because it's like I have not had something to like do, and I feel such a weird purposelessness that like it builds up, and I think about everything that could ever happen.
That you make a good case.
Yeah.
For that.
But that's just for me.
Yeah. Everything's gonna be okay.
It's all gonna be so great.
Everything will be okay.
And you know where you're going to find me tomorrow, and it's going to be outside. We outside.
I can't wait to go outside tomorrow, and everything is going to be okay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right, let's get cracking. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Look
where we are right now.
We've come to the end. So that was some amazing guitar. And I played this because I played this one. This is how I want my spring to feel. And also because, what was my other reason?
The guitar, this is how you want your spring to feel, and I don't remember.
Oh, because the title of the song is In Lust, and we should all get lustful and all get sexy for the springtime. That is the vibes that I'll be bringing, because when the sun shines in your eyes and the sun's glowing on your face and you, like, today my friend Junie looked at me today and she was just glowing and she's so beautiful, and if there's one thing I'm going to do, it's have beautiful eyes and look at people with them.
Yeah.
And know that I look so beautiful.
Yeah, you're so gorgeous.
And I wasn't even saying that for the bit. Like, that's actually what I want to do, is look at people with my eyes.
It's never a bit. And yeah.
It's actually never a bit. And like, I know that some
people think it's a bit, but like, it's not a bit.
Like, even like, I know that there's the, like, that's the overarching topic, is that like,
yeah,
we're super hot, but like, that's like, I mean that from the deepest depths of my soul. Okay,
I got that. Wait, literally, I got that, and I completely agree with you. And I think that spring as a season is honestly really sexy. Hashtag spring awakening. Hashtag if anyone's seen Spring Awakening, that's my stuff right there. And what's his name? Sexy is in there. And that girl.
I don't know.
Mr. Sexy and that girl are so good. They were both in Glee.
Rachel.
Yes.
Glee
but not the gay one that you think. The other gay one. I don't know. Anyways, though.
The buff gay one.
Yeah.
Okay, football player.
No.
What? Not the Rain and Spain
Jonathan
guy?
Jonathan Groff.
Jonathan Groff?
Yes, sexy.
Oh my God, he was in Glee?
Yes, he dated Rachel.
Oh, because he was in the other group.
Yes.
Okay, I remember this now.
But I like Spring Awakening is so good. And also just like the concept of like, blossoming is very like, I don't know.
Yes.
And like coming to, I don't know. Oh, didn't mean it like that.
And what?
Stop. Okay, well, we're going to end our show, which is WMFO Medford.
91.5 FM.
And you're listening to... Hot Topics.
Peace out, guys. We love all y'all flowers. We love all the flowers. Different kinds of flowers.
Yes, and
bro,
this last song is a love letter for our real favorite type of flower.
Who we will be celebrating on Patriots Day.
Yes, on Patriots Day. And that's not the only holiday. That's Monday.
Ooh.
And you guys need to stay lit. Literally.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
You can't say that. It's a lyric.
I'm on that good.
Have a great night, sleep tight.
Good night. Beautiful.
I'm sick of all these hipsters. I'm sick of phony niggas. I'm sticking to these bitches because I'm sick of all these sisters. I'm sick and tired of trying to survive. I'm sick and tired of my environment. Sick and tired of feeling deprived. I'm one of a kind. One of my climbing. Sick and tired of your bastard and all of your lying and your diamonds. Basically, I'm tired of feeling sick and tired. ASAP. Going and money making Manhattan. Every nigga on my block wanna be a main attraction. Shout my nigga Squatter, shout my nigga Madre. If you disrespect them niggas, then I'm polishing the Nadre. And I'm coming to your casa for your Madre and your Padre. Caprende, most of these niggas Bengay or they Strong J. They say I sound like Andre mixed with Kanye. Little bit of Max, a little bit of Wiz, a little bit of that, and a little bit of this. Get off my dick. I'm in your hood. Got no ticket. I'm a down to earth nigga. We could take a hit with me. Take a hit with me. Ain't no stage behind the scene. I'm probably mixing lean. Chilling with my niggas, with my team. Won't you come and take a sip with me? Yeah. Take a sip with me. Ay, yeah. Ay.
once again, Mr. Back selling crack. It's an honor keeping real nigga music on the map. Street raps, new face sampling with no craze. Doubting myself, cause I don't think the world can relate. To my surprise, everyone does, so have faith. Half of the other side don't live it, they push play. The young illest alive, Harlem world to the bay. It feels good waking up to money in the bank. Cause last year it was shoebox and lint. I only write raps just to give you niggas hints. Every verse a gift as you smoke like a chimney. My album come in November, that's 20 years of memory. And that's assuming I'ma live that long. If I don't cry cause I ain't live that wrong. Just an artist in the purest form, I live that song. An artist in the purest form, I live that song. Bambino,
I'm in your hood.